me now. Come with me now.
Welcome to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF in the game that we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here. Please welcome the legend himself.
Just what does he say? I'm on a Mexican.
is El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está?
And tonight we come to you from South Bend, Indiana, the home of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame on the campus of Notre Dame University. Not too bad tonight. Once now that all the snowstorm, the white death has happened a couple days ago here in the Northeast. Where were you during all that, El Vacant? I hope you were somewhere warm.
Not here. Not here. Yeah, I stayed at it. That was crazy. Like I was sitting there going, you know, because you know I tend to try to pay attention to where we're going to be, you know, when I have to be there, and when, you know, and how far away into warm weather I can get before I have to be there. So I pay a lot of attention to that. And I looked at it, and I'm like, I thought that couldn't be right. Like someone must like dump some paint on the map or something, because that storm was huge. It was like a catty corner across the entire United States. It was crazy.
And indeed, it was a heck of a week here in the Northeast, and you know, but it's settled down. The roads are getting plowed. The things are getting cleaned up.
I mean, it's
and,
still only 12 degrees out, but you know.
Yes, it's still a little chilly out there, but that you'll have that in wintertime, of course. We got a week to go before Love Hurts. We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. But first, why don't you read off the early rankings for everybody?
Oh, we're just going to jump right into it, huh?
Might as well.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right, everybody. So this isn't much further along than last week. We're now 6 of 12, so we're actually halfway because, you know, some of y'all are slow and it keeps the, you know, it keeps the record books from being updated quickly. So, all right, here we go. 6 out of 12. Number 25, Simply the Best. Like the irony of that is unescapable. All right. 24th. In 24th place, we have, oh, look at that, clickety-clack. It's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel in 24th place. In 23rd place, we have, oh, here's not a name we see very often, Count of Monte Fisto. That's actually kind of a clever little name. I got to give him that. In 22nd place, oh, that's okay. In 22nd place, we have the Paragon of Greatness. In 21st place, we have Eva. In 20th place, we have the man who's never seen a piece of food that has, you know, been actually alive. Uber Vegan, the Pure One. That's right. He's in 20th place. In 19th place, easy for me to say. In 19th place, we have, oh, look at that, the slow-moving landmass with a head, Uncle Frank. He's slowly climbing the ranks and, you know, maybe eating some people along the way. I don't know. In 18th place, we have, oh, and he, well, that's Starlight. You're in 18th. Congratulations. In 17th place, we have, oh, you know, this is a little mouthy guy when he first walked in the door here, and he's not doing too bad for his first month. Larry Wrestling in 17th place right now. In 16th place, we have Kane, the I can't spell my last name governor. In 15th place, now, you know what? This is a name I haven't had to say in a while, and I really missed him. I'm glad to see he's back, and he's putting in effort. I don't know if he was injured or what, but like he's been back recently, doing really well. Liam O'Shaughnessy, that's right. Now, if you haven't seen it, on RAWF.com this last week, he released one of his very famous poetry readings, and it was particularly good this week. In 14th place, we have, oh, look at that, When Doves Cry. Look at that, Prince in 14th place. In 13th place, we have the so-called good man, Claymore. In 12th place, we have Tigress. In 11th place, apparently they switched sides this week. Now Dez is on top. 11th place is the Dez, or Dez, however he wants to say it. In 10th place, we have everyone's favorite teleporter, the Nightcrawler. That's right. He may be blue, but he's not sad. All right. In 9th place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 8th place, we have, you know, I gave him a little crap about, hey, you know, you're doing real well. Maybe don't switch things up. But, you know, he switched things up, and now he's in 8th place. Denzel the Giant in 8th place. Good for him. In 7th place, we have Killa Neptune. In 6th place, we have old Bex Luthor himself, Mithras. In 5th place, we have, oh, there's a name we haven't seen up here in a little while, so good for them. The Hawkstar Bully. In 4th place, now, we haven't seen this name this high in a long time. Money Sue is in 4th place right now. In 3rd place, I called this. I said he was going to be making a mark. It's coming soon. Marcus Conan, congratulations. You are in 3rd place right now, halfway through the season. In 2nd place, we have the power player himself, Luke Cage, out there trying to prove something, I think. And then in first place and winner of the 25-point extra tournament, right? That was not good English or grammar. How do you say? The extra points tournament, 25 points extra, and yeah, go him, is the Immortal Ego, the Immortal Griffith. That's right. Good for you, Mr. Ego Man. You're doing really well. Clearly, you have a point to prove, and I guess you're proving it. I don't know. So there you go. That is where it stands.
All right, and yeah, I was only able to score one round this week. I will admit, partially due to the fact that I scheduled one of the round robins a little late, so a little bit on my fault, not all.
No, it's all their fault. But never your fault. Blonde people are never wrong.
Exactly. I've been saying that for years. But at any rate, El Vegas, thank you very much. And yeah, it's we have, as we mentioned, you mentioned that the Immortal Griffith won the extra points tournament. That is done, and that is going to give him an enormous lead, I can tell you right now. So it's going to be hard to get him out of that top one spot. But there's still several matches left to go, and so we'll see what happens. All right, so let's get to some GM reports. I will start with our Ultimate Gauntlet GM, who I believe has a couple of reports for us. Let's talk to...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water in the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it. Bitches better recognize the motherfucker on the block, and I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of gram. Big dog way off the collar, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my faith. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep, with the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep, by the open wounds, stress like a
bag of... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. I apologize that I was unable to give you an Ultimate Gauntlet update last week, but the previous week you gave me the year-end rankings. I was busy. But I do have an Ultimate Gauntlet rankings for you now, and that is that the last time that we picked up, we had Denzel running, and that run was ended by Domino Warrior. Domino Warrior picked up her first win, went on to a second victory, defeating Beast. I'm not going to try it. It's too difficult for me to do.
You want me to do it?
But then her... Go for it.
Beast. There you go.
That's right. DW defeated Beast. She went on, however, to lose her third match to D's. D's then went on a run defeating DW. He went on to defeat Marcus Conan. He went on to lose to the Unsettled King, Chris Cage, who is currently in a matchup with Simply the Best that just started this evening.
All right. That is your Ultimate Gauntlet report, ladies and gentlemen. And it seems like there's been a lot of action over the last couple of weeks. Now, I believe you have another report for us, do you not?
I do. I have a tag team report. We have officially finished five rounds. One team is still remaining. The top teams are, in first place, De Sade and the Giant. Denzel the Giant and Marquis De Sade in first place. In second place, still undefeated, but not in first place. Got to get that talking up, everybody in the tag team division. The Opaque Brotherhood, Killer Neptune and Uncle Frank, followed close behind in third place, Drift and Draft, Hobo and Liam O'Shaughnessy. And in fourth place, the tag team champion, Swords and Scimitars, Teflon Sheik, who is injured and still fighting into the fourth place spot, and Claymore, the good man. And in fifth place, we have Magnificent Kabam, Magnificent Michael, and Kitty Kabam. The next season four tag signups went out today. It is officially open for signups. They will close Sunday, February the 13th, after the pay-per-view radio show.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Anything to add to either report?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Thank you, sir. Next up, she is your Supreme Fighter, your 32-1 GM. She is here. We get to hear from the lovely...
Cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown him out. I am brave, I am brute, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Gentlemen, the lovely Raven the Enchanted is here. Good evening, Rave.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Boy. How you doing, Birdie Lady? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I've been in hiding, which pleases so many people, but I'm back.
All right. So, Raven, how are things going in 32-1?
They're going. Yes, I do apologize for messing up a certain match, but I did correct it. Yes, even after all these years, I still fuck up. But we're going good. They're in week 3, and we've already had a winner. Denzel's kicked out Dinunzio, so there's only 3 matches left, and then we can get on to week 4. And if they kick their asses faster, I can get the matches done in time.
Well, hopefully. And it is what it is. If you can't get them done before the pay-per-view next weekend, then, of course, we'll have a Supreme Fighter Championship match on a Superstars once the event is over, as usual.
Well,
so,
they're all fast fighters, so they should get them done. So, maybe I should put a message in there. Hurry up.
that might make them go slower. I tend to try to you push people and they tend to just like screw that.
I put
in there
take your time and then they speed up, so we do the opposite.
There you go. Ah, but all right.
I'm awake.
What's that?
I said I don't even know why I'm awake.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised. I'll be honest. I was not expecting to hear from you tonight. So, but glad you're here. Always glad when you show up, Raven. You always make the show very special.
Just in case you've forgotten me, I'd show up once in a while.
and we appreciate it very, very much. All right. Thank you very much. Stick around. Hopefully, if you don't fall asleep, we can talk to you a little bit later.
No, I'm wide awake. I don't know why, but I'm wide awake. I've been 19 hours already, but yay.
All right.
I'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. Next up, she is our high voltage and anything goes GM. Let's welcome the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is here. Cougs, good evening.
Hey, LA, how are you?
Doing good. Were you out howling all night?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. Oh, all right, Cougs. Well, take your time, and where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with Anything Goes. Hang on one sec. Wet my whistle a little bit. I want to say congratulations to Chris Cage for retaining his Anything Goes title. It was a very entertaining match between him and Eva. Just a reminder, we do have Anything Goes on a break for the next couple weeks so that I can clarify the rules for some of the current matches we have, as well as looking into adding some new ones. If there's a particular match you are interested in, please let me know by sending it to my inbox in-game for consideration. Whew, that takes care of that one.
All right. You got through that one. And so take a breath. And when you're ready, the High Voltage Invitational report.
High Voltage Invitational season is over. As far as matches go, I am waiting for all the GMs to vote for their favorite match so that I can finish calculating the scores. The winner will definitely be announced next week if I do not get to do it before the end of the show today. However, during this vote, depending on the match that win, it could possibly cause this title to be a triple threat match. Because it will cause a tie depending on who wins. It will cause a tie, or it could.
Okay.
Right now, the top four are Eva. This is no particular order, by the way. Eva, Chris Cage, Deez, and Denzel the Giant. Again, depending on who wins the GM match, that could change.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And so we're awaiting the GM vote of for the best match, and that is currently underway. And hopefully next week we'll get an announcement on who Mithras will defend the White Lightning Championship on and how many he'll be defending the White Lightning Championship against. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Awesome. Anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Good job, Cougs. Very good job, all things considered, and very much appreciate it, you coming on tonight. All right. With that being said, folks, I do believe that is it for our GM reports tonight. Razor said Powerball was too soon, so he's good. We'll just bring him on later. All right. With that being said, L Vacant, real quick, last week's superstars in where were we last week? Was it Des Moines? No, Louisville. Check. Louisville. We were in Louisville, Kentucky last week, and as Cougs mentioned, Chris Cage successfully defended his Anything Goes championship against Eva. However, Marcus Conan lost the Superstars championship to Joe Boo. Congratulations to Joe Boo winning his first RAWF gold. New Superstars champion will defend that title tomorrow in Notre Dame against Dr. Kent. That will be his first title defense here in the Joyce Center on the Notre Dame campus. So congratulations to Ajobu winning his first RAWF gold. All right. Let's talk about Love Hurts now. We got some new matches to discuss, El Vacant, yes. So we've talked about STB versus DW for the World Heavyweight Championship. We've talked about Mistress versus Deez for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Chris Cage to defend the national title against Nightcrawler. However, this one is new. The new arsehole of the month and the challenger to Denzel the Giant's men's championship is Aaron McFadden. Aaron McFadden looking for his first RAWF championship. El Vacant, he challenges Denzel the Giant, but the way Denzel has been performing as of late, I think we're talking a monumental task for Aaron McFadden at Love Hurts.
I mean, look, I don't know if you saw the look on my face when you announced the name. I'm pretty stunned by that, actually, that Aaron was able to. I mean, there's some big names in that tournament every time, and Aaron managed to get through the finals and win. I mean, good for him. That might be the biggest thing he's done in REWF in his entire career.
Definitely.
Now, that being said, now he has maybe the biggest opponent, and I mean this literally, the biggest opponent he's ever had to face, and now with a title on the line. I don't know what he would be able to do to Denzel. I mean, I think Denzel's just going to grab him by the face, pick him up, say no, and put him on the mat. Like, I think that's, I'm sorry, wait, it's Denzel to be no, because he's very large and loud. I'm very large and not so loud.
All right, and this just happened apparently just a little while ago, and I didn't see it until just now, but we do have a winner of the Biatch of the Month as well. And as a matter of fact, that tournament just finished a couple of hours ago, and congratulations to Crazy Mama. She will challenge Tigress for the Estrogen Championship at Love Hurts, and she is no stranger to the Estrogen title. She is a former Estrogen champion. But so Tigress versus Crazy Mama, you got a prediction on that one, El Vegan?
I mean, I'm probably going to go with Tigress on this one, but that's a good matchup, I think, actually. That's going to be a good fight. Like, I think without, the champion's advantage, it would be a coin flip. But I think the champion's advantage is going to throw it in Tigress's favor.
And Crazy Mama has not held the title for a couple years, but she did hold it for about 35 days here in September of 2019, winning it at Cataclysm, but losing it the next month to the Cougar at Graveyard Smash. But she looks to win it for the second time at Love Hurts against Tigress, we find out. So yes, that should be a great match. Other matches that we've already discussed at length, we know about Maeve O'Hare defending the Midnight Hobo Championship against her former tag team partner Luke Cage. Fubar City Championship will be the Hawkster versus Marcus Conan. Wildfire will defend the Triple Crown Championship against Miss Beauty Vital and the Immortal Griffith. Kane the Governor defends the Multimedia Championship against the Moose. Mistress will defend his Powerball Championship against Marcus Conan. Killer Neptune to defend the Champion's Choice Championship against Knox Boogie. Tigress to defend the Hatfield McCoy Championship against Mithras. And a Fubar City in non-title match action, Fubar City street fight between the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and Cassie Joe. And this match just signed this week in the RAWF Love Hurts preview scene, hosted by Sasha Camaro. It'll be Beast taking on Dev. That will happen at Love Hurts. That's a pretty good rivalry. I think those two have had some pretty good matches over the course. So that will be a great match. And folks, if you do want a match and don't already have one to talk about at Love Hurts next week, you do need to go to the Love Hurts preview scene. You can get that by going to the RAWF network page and looking for the scantily clad Sasha Camaro picture that says Love Hurts Preview.
Can I have a match with her?
You really want a match with Sasha? Really?
Well, I want to roll around with her. I don't know if I want a match.
Anyways. Wow, you're the first person to admit that on air in a long time. I'm just saying.
I mean, look at her.
She'd
be a lot of fun. I mean, I'd wear a body condom, but she'd be fun.
All right. But at any rate, that is our Love Hurts report. And we've talked about STB versus DW a lot over the last few weeks because we've known that match for quite a while. What's that?
Yes, it's so is someone else.
Yes, yes, yes. It's very much talked about between DW and STB. That one is going to be, when it comes down to it, who do you think is going to win that match? Who do you think is going to walk away the world champion? Will it be the incumbent champion STB? or will it be DW?
Honestly, the way things are right now, unless STB really turns things around, I think DW is not only going to win, she's going to have an easy time of it. He can't seem to string two moves together. He's just something going on. There's something going on in his head. He's forgotten how to wrestle. And I don't mean that to be mean, right? Like, you've seen how he's been doing this period. It's like something's in his head, and I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, we shall see. It is going to be a heck of a match. I'm torn because I think while STB, hasn't been on a roll, he also hasn't had the title on the line, and he seems to perform a little. He seems to step it up when his belt's on the line. So we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, do you think that's what it is? Do you think he's got the title, so he's just become complacent because he's not trying to prove anything? We've seen that before. It has happened.
I would not put that past him. I would not put that past him to make people think that maybe he is not on par and is I want to say weak, but maybe ripe for an upset just to fool with people, just to fool with DW, get in her head. Make her overconfident going into that title match. It's quite possible that could be it. But we find out in just 1 week's time. We'll talk more about it next week. Mithras, a big night, as he tends to have these days. When you have as many titles as Mithras, a title machine, does, he will be in four separate title matches, three as the defendant and one as the challenger. He'll be defending the Platinum Dragon against Deez, the Powerball against Marcus, and he'll be challenging Tigress for the Hatfield and McCoy, his opponent for the White Lightning, yet to be named. But we know we kind of know who it's going to be just from what Coog said. It will be one of four people or possibly two of four people, depending. If that match does become a triple threat, that makes Mithras' night even tougher.
Right.
How do you see Mithras doing at Love Hurts overall?
All right. So we've been told who the potential White Lightning people are, right?
Yes.
Assuming it is not a triple threat, I think regardless of which of them it is, I think Mithras wins that match. I think that's just for a host of reasons. I think Mithras is likely to beat either one of them. In a three-way, if they're smart, they will try and focus and take him out and then worry about each other. And Mithras is a great champion and a great wrestler, but two-on-one is still two-on-one, and that can create a bad night. And, he's got to think about, hey, this is a hardcore match in an electric cage with two people, and I've got, other belts to defend later in the night, including the Platinum Dragon Championship, right? So it might turn into a case of valor, the better part of glory, blah, 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 however the term is. Although apparently he says he loves himself a three-way. I'm with you, brother. I understand, right? We're there. Remember Cancun last – oh, wait, we're not supposed to talk about that. Right. Where was I? Let's see. And then you say he's got the match with Tigress. I actually think he's likely to win that match. He has a pretty good record against Tigress. I suspect he's likely to win that match. The match with Marcus, on paper, he should win that match easily. But I actually have to tell you, I actually think that's his biggest fight of the night. I think the match he is most likely to lose is against Marcus Conan, simply because Marcus has been on fire. And I think very likely Mithras is going to be so concentrated on having a very large match with Deez, and he has to be concentrated on that, because if he's not, he will lose. But, if he's going to be so concentrated on that, I don't think he's going to be able to give Marcus the true attention he's going to require. And I think Marcus is going to be all in on that match. I think that's going to be the match most likely to be the quote-unquote upset on that one. And then, like I said, with Deez, that's going to be that has potential to be the match of the night, period, end of sentence, right, on the entire card. These are two men that know each other extremely well. They have a pretty close, I don't know exactly the numbers, but it's a pretty close to even record against each other, especially in title fights. I think Mithras ekes out a little bit higher on the numbers there, but I wouldn't swear to it, in court right now, because I don't know for sure, but I believe that is correct. But it's very close. Like, they're very tight matches, and even when
you know, when someone wins. It's never like a squash. It's always a pretty good, exciting match that you're, you know, you're on kind of edge of your seat the whole time, which, you know, it's what the fans pay for, so good for them. But I think he's my money right now is I'm putting my money on Mithras because he does have champion's advantage, and I think in a match at this level with these two opponents, you're actually going to see that advantage, the advantage of having the title, come into play. I think you're going to see it being very important, and I think we're going to have a very exciting match, but I think at the end of the night, Mithras is going to walk away with the Platinum Dragon.
All right. And does he beat what was your prediction of challenging Tigers for Hatfu McCoy?
No, I think he wins that one.
All right. So it'll be a great night for Mithras is your prediction. He'll remain steadfast and still walk out with, if not all the titles that he currently owns, most.
Right.
Of
I think the one that is in most jeopardy is Powerball to Marcus.
Okay. That's a good. I like that analysis. Could quite possibly be true, considering the role that Marcus has been on as of late.
Yes.
Good call. And let's see. Just looking at it, another person with a big night is Marcus. I mean, he's not just challenging Mithras the Powerball. He's also challenging Hawkster for the Fubar City. Certainly, he has a decent chance of walking out with one of those belts.
I actually think he has a decent chance of walking out with both.
Okay. I tend to agree with that. I think that is going to be a good that Fubar City match certainly will be a good one, to say the least, between Hawkster.
I will tell you this. You know how I was so like, well, you know, if Mithras is, you know, paying attention more to these matches because he has to, blah, blah, gives Marcus a chance, you know, I hedge those bets a lot. I don't. On the other match with Hawkster, I don't really hedge those bets. Hawkster will have to come back hard and fast to the person he was when he was on fire here in the REW to win that match. I actually think even though he has the title, he is the underdog, and I mean by a lot in that match.
All right. So, folks, Love Hurts will happen 1 week from tomorrow night, February 13th, live from Indianapolis, Indiana. And, yeah, a bit of a conundrum. I know a lot of you may want to watch something else that's been going on that day. But if you care to join us, we will be going live on radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Sunday night for RAWF Love Hurts. That
what's
is if you're. Well, you. What's next Sunday?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl.
Like what, nachos? Like what's in the bowl?
Super Bowl, American football, NFL.
Oh, hand egg. Oh, right, you have that big hand egg game. Got it, right.
Yes. I know a lot of you will probably...
You'll have to watch that?
Huh? Well, I won't be. I'll be here doing this.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, some people will...
Oh, is that the thing I've been hearing about, that the thing that's going to happen on either side of the giant rap concert?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I heard about that.
But yes, so if you folks want to join us for a little bit and next Sunday night, we will be here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But all right, so moving on, so El Vacant, we're going to start tonight with somebody we've ever hosted before on this show. And while he's not always an active member of RAWF, he is a member. He is currently on the RAWF roster. Let's find out what he's up to. And you kind of tend to mistake him for Killer Neptune at times, but this is not Killer Neptune coming on. It is the one and only. Gentlemen, he is a WU Hall of Famer. He is Bruce the Shark. Bruce, good evening, sir.
Yeah, baby. It's Brucey here. thanks for hosting, Amadeus. I appreciate for having me on.
Well, no problem.
You're right.
Bruce.
He doesn't actually sound like him at all.
No, he sounds nothing like Killer Neptune at all. I mean, I don't know if you know this, Bruce, but you are often mistaken for Killer Neptune here by
LV. Oh, dude, we're big rivals. Oh, yeah, I know all about Killer Neptune. We go way back, believe me.
I actually think, to be fair, I think it's more that Killer Neptune is mistaken for him.
He's probably my biggest rival in Woo, I would put it that way. he stole my mask. He took my mask, man, and, you know, I don't take that kindly.
Oh, my gosh. So, Bruce, you know, I have you actually on the inactive roster because there for a while you were basically – it was basically just count outs that I was counting. And once –
oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's been rough, man. You know, I'm getting kind of older and, you know, I'm kind of getting more into coaching than actually wrestling these days. But,
right.
Hey, I still got a few teeth left, and every now and then I pop in for some USL action. So – that's kind of where I'm at. I just pop in for USL. And I am coming back next week for Group 1. The Clan made the finals. And, you know, if you look at my achievements tab, I'll tell you, I'm building the USL titles. You know, I was first-time USL champ, and I'm going to be last-time USL champ. I'm going down with this league.
Well, you know, Bruce, here on this show, we tend to stick with RAWF. And I know.
Yeah,
probably
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I appreciate that. I get it.
Yeah. Not that I mind you mentioning USL, because that's a huge part of WU, and I don't mind people talking about USL.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
As long as you ain't going to go off, I know you were talking about in the scene earlier, going off on somebody that is not in RAWF, and we're going to skip that
Rook.
Part.
Yeah. I was going to take him off. I was trying to recruit him to RAWF is what I was doing there, in all honesty, because he belongs in there. In my opinion. So I was going to, you know, and I'll just do it, you know, because I know he's not in RAWF. But I did put a bunch of RAWF challenges out today. And tonight, only a couple people took it on. I think only POG was the only one that accepted my challenge. And I'm thinking, where's Raven? How come she didn't accept my challenge? Raven, what's up? You out there?
Oh, Raven being called.
She must have dropped.
Raven's been
there.
You're
she
being
is. I sent you a
what's
challenge, Raven. This
did
is
you?
Old Brucey here.
Eight.
Did you miss my challenge? Oh, you probably did because you get all kinds of challenges.
Probably.
I'm sure all the boys like to challenge you.
Oh, good God!
I know.
No, I probably did miss it though. Send one again.
Well, I just sent it tonight. Like Amadeus was saying, I'm not that
active hang on.
These days, so I did just send it tonight. So
hold on, let me go and get it.
I was popping in to join my team for USL, and then I saw the RAWF radio show, and I was like, well, heck, you know what? I'm gonna pop in the show and see what's going on. And Raven.
Well, Bruce, since you're busy, I'll keep you off the inactive, but you're always welcome to call anyone out for a match for a pay-per-view or, you know, what have you, if you want to keep yourself active in RAWF. But
Cool. I appreciate it. Well, you know, I'll come in when I can. We'll see how it goes. Maybe because, you know, honestly, I've been struggling with employment lately, and I just lost my job, you know, the day job, so... Now that I'm not employed, maybe I can play more. We'll see how it goes. Or I don't mean to play. I mean to wrestle more.
Well, you let me know if you do want to become an active member of the rankings matches.
Sure. I'll let you know. I'll send you a message on the day. Sure. We'll see how it goes over the next week after USL finishes up and if I'm going to stick around or not. Cool.
All right, Bruce. Well,
I'm calling out Raven. So
uh-oh.
I am calling out Raven. Just make it official.
All right. Well, you know what? I can make that official for the pay-per-view next week if you want to wrestle at Love Hurts.
Yeah, please put it on. Yeah,
Raven, you want to take on
Bruce? Do I actually get a say in this?
Well, yeah, I'm asking you now. You do have to accept. I'm actually asking you.
Yeah, I can't say no to Bruce. I can't say no to him.
Kinky.
All right.
Oh, not that
sweet.
Kind of, yeah.
I'll definitely show. I'll be around for at least a week or two, maybe. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, that match will drop next Sunday.
All right, Bruce. If you want that match, I want it hardcore.
No, I'm leaving it. No.
Okay. No. I like hardcore. Hardcore is good.
All right. Okay. Fubar City Street Fight it is then. Not a problem.
Bring it on,
nice.
Bruce.
All right. It's going to be sweet. Watch out.
Okay.
For you.
I'm ready.
should be a fun match between Bruce the Shark and Raven the Enchanted Fubar City Street Fight next week at Love Hurt. All right, Bruce,
right
unless
on.
You had anything else to talk about, I'm going to let you go and move
you
on
know,
to
that,
some of our
that's it. I just appreciate you having me on, Amadeus, and honestly, yeah. it's an honor to be here, and thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Bruce the Shark, ladies and gentlemen, his first ever appearance on our show. It was good to have him. And Elvaki, you could definitely tell a difference between him and Killer Neptune, Elvaki.
Oh, yeah, actually, Bruce is actually bigger than him, too. Now that I see them, I've seen them both now. But okay, I see why you're saying. I get it.
You get it. So you should
right,
ever.
It's kind of creepy.
It is. But it is what it is. So, with that being said, let's get to our next caller. He's got a big match, big lineup, two big matches at Love Hurts next week. He is the Irish Icon. He is. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Conan joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Marcus.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacants.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Not too bad at all. I'm very excited for these couple of matches that I've got now at Love Hurts.
Yes. Huge matches at Love Hurts. You are challenging two prominent champions here. You are challenging the Hawkster for the Fubar City Championship and then Mithras for the Powerball Championship. The challenge is going to be a tough one for you because it's never easy to wrest a title away from the title machine. So the Powerball Championship, definitely going to be a tough match for you as the Fubar City Championship against the Hawkster will be as well. First, which one do you want to address first?
Well, we'll get the one that I've already talked about, done and out of the way. So, Hawkster, you and I, we've had this fight before. Obviously, different place, different time. I underestimated you. That was my undoing. I won't make that mistake again. And I will use everything at my disposal, including the kitchen sink this time, to make sure that I walk out with that lovely championship that you are so graciously holding on to for me.
Well, I mean, and that is going to be, it's going to be a challenge, obviously, but anything goes in that Fubar City Championship. Tell me, Marcus, what you've obviously been in pub brawls over in Ireland before, so this is not a stranger to you. This type of match is not stranger to you at all.
For the record, I did not put out that stereotype. That was all the blonde one.
I don't know if it was a stereotype. I think I've heard that you were quite the brawler back in the day, were you not, Marcus?
I was, and I still am. And in fact, I've been recently tutoring my mentee slash mentor Larry Wrestling in those very ways to help improve his already fairly impressive standing here in RAWF. So we'll see just how well he takes on my expertise, but I will, using my own expertise, as you say, to make sure that the Hawkster does not leave Love Hurts with the FUBAR City Championship. That gold is coming home to the Irish icon.
I mean, that's the other thing. And, I mean, and Amadeus, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think, like, you actually have to, you also need to kind of pay special attention to that match, because it's also probably your ranked match for the night of the two. Am I correct?
That is correct. The FUBAR City Championship right. match would be your rankings match for well. And considering...
That's where exactly I was going. Right now, halfway through the period, you are in third place.
It's quite impressive, isn't it? I'm quite happy about that myself. And I am very knowledgeable of the fact that this is more than just winning a title. It's setting up future championship efforts. You know, I'm quite impressed with myself. Though it should come as no surprise, I've been training harder than ever before. But, you know, I'm on the cusp of getting a World Heavyweight Championship opportunity. It's this close. I can smell it almost.
Here's an interesting question for you, too. So you're in third. The person directly above you is Luke Cage. If things get to the end, to that pay-per-view, and they remain the way they are at the rankings, which, I mean, that's a big if, we're only halfway through, but if they do, your shot at getting number one contender relies on not only you beating Hawkster, but your very good friend of fellow Irishman beating Luke Cage.
I have the utmost faith that Maeve O'Hare will retain her coveted championship against Luke Cage. Now, not to take anything away from Luke Cage, very talented individual. I know that all too well. Maeve is, especially when it comes to defending Midnight Hobo Championship, is on just another level. You know, I don't think there's a single soul in RAWF that could pry that title away from her.
With all that being said, and El Vacant, you're very accurate in your situational analysis. But at the same time, I will point out that, the 6 out of the 12 that currently on the rankings does not count the loss you suffered last week. So keep that in mind. But at any rate, we won't talk about that. So I hear that you have a special challenge to put out there tonight, Marcus, for tomorrow's Superstars, unless I heard wrong.
You have not heard wrong, my good friend. No. See, this is something that has been spinning around in my head for a little while, and as soon as I got the championship match against Mithras, for the Powerball Championship, it sort of clicked into place for me. I have been struggling, for want of a better term, against members of the Necessary Evil. I don't like to admit that, but I'm a realist, you see. So here's my thought. If I can prove that I can beat both Mithras and Hawkster in a match, then that will give me the utmost confidence heading into Love Hurts, where I will challenge both of them for two respective championships. Now, as I said, I'm a realist. I'm not going to do this by myself. That's where my good friend, my confidant, my favorite knucklehead, Larry Wrestling, will be by my side, and we'll be giving Hawkster and Mithras a little bit of strong advice shall we say. Not only will we be facing those two, this is a challenge to them in case people haven't picked up on that. Strong Advice versus Mithras and Hawkster, the superstars. But Strong Advice will officially be making their tag team entrance into the tag team division. And the Swords and Scimitars, if you still hold the championships by this time, you will not be safe either. Strong Advice applies to everyone.
All right. Well, Marcus, the challenge is out there. I have to get acceptance from at least one of the two members of the team, either Mithras or Hawkster, before I can make that match official. But if that is exactly what you want, a tag team challenge match tomorrow on Superstars, as long as I get Mithras or Hawkster to accept, message me and accept that challenge, that match will happen tomorrow. All right?
That sounds perfectly fine to me. If they are not cowards, they will accept.
All right. Thank you. Marcus, anything else you have to say to either Mithras Hawkster or anybody else in RAWF?
Yeah, I've got this to say. Jobu, asshole. That's all.
All right.
You probably want to save that for promotions later.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. So I got moving along then. Thank you, sir. Let's I got a Vokaroo here to play from one of our favorite people. And I say that with extreme sarcasm, El Vacant. But Claymore has something he would like to say. So let's listen in on Claymore.
Ladies and gents, it's been a while. It's obviously I, the good man, and I have something to say, and this may surprise some of you. Hell, I'm even surprised myself. Let's go back a few months. The graveyard smash. Months of meticulous planning saw me achieve my goal. I goaded the maestro into a match, deliberately counted out, releasing him from his blonde prison cell, ushering in a new era in radical America. Or so it seemed. However, in the following weeks, the greasy duo of El Vacant and Hobo Ezekiel tricked him into signing a contract for a match at Black Friday, ring a play from the Teflon Sheik's playbook. Hi Maeve, miss you. Now, the maestro, despite being viewed as some kind of evil tyrant, he chose not to do the logical thing, which would have been to burn them both to a crisp with lightning, using them as an example of what happens if you defy him. But no, instead he went to the ring and decided to fight Ezekiel, who poured a bottle of Midnight Hobo down his throat. Then the maestro lost control of his faculties, lost the match, and lost control of Amadeus. And just like that, the status quo was re-established, and the only mark the maestro left on this world was a tear in the knee ligament of the Teflon Sheik. Now, as I said before the match, you can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs. And in cracking open the Amadeus egg, I could have made an omelette so big that everyone could have had their piece. But Joe Public is so used to staring at the bars on their cage that they can't deal with the view without them there. So instead, they shun their new freedom to feast and insist on picking at the meagre scraps they're used to. They're familiar and comforting. And as a result, the common consensus is that Hobo Ezekiel saved you from this scary new world but all he did is ruin the opportunity to make Radical America a better place. And what of the quote-unquote hero of the piece? Since Black Friday, I've been watching. I've been biding my time, looking for the optimal moment to strike, to make an example of the man who ruined everybody's big chance of change. But then, I tuned into After Hours.
There's a weenie you can wrap your fingers around. New pocket weenies.
The hell was that? Oh. I apologize. Something happened with the audio. I'm going to have to play it again. Sorry about that. Don't know what happened there. Let's play it again.
Ladies and gents, it's been a while. It's obviously I, the good man, and I have something to say, and this may surprise some of you. Hell, I'm even surprised myself. Let's go back a few months. A graveyard smash. Months of meticulous planning saw me achieve my goal. I goaded the maestro into a match, deliberately counted out, releasing him from his blonde prison cell, ushering in a new era in Radical America. Or so it seemed. However, in the following weeks, the greasy duo of El Vacant and Hobo Ezekiel tricked him into signing a contract for a match at Black Friday, running a play from the Teflon Sheik's playbook. Hi Maeve, miss you. Now, the maestro, despite being viewed as some kind of evil tyrant, he chose not to do the logical thing, which would have been to burn them both to a crisp with lightning, using them as an example of what happens if you defy him. But no, instead he went to the ring and decided to fight Ezekiel, who poured a bottle of Midnight Hobo down his throat. Then the maestro lost control of his faculties, lost the match, and lost control of Amadeus. And just like that, the status quo was re-established, and the only mark the maestro left on this world was a tear in the knee ligament of the Teflon Sheik. Now, as I said before the match, you can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs. And in cracking open the Amadeus egg, I could have made an omelette so big that everyone could have had their piece. But Joe Public is so used to staring at the bars on their cage that they can't deal with the view without them there. So instead, they shun their new freedom to feast and insist on picking at the meagre scraps they're used to. They're familiar and comforting. And as a result, the common consensus is that Hobo Ezekiel saved you from this scary new world, but all he did is ruin the opportunity to make Radical America a better place. And what of the quote-unquote hero of the piece? Since Black Friday, I've been watching. I've been biding my time, looking for the optimal moment to strike, to make an example of the man who ruined everybody's big chance of change. But then, I tuned into After Hours.
There's a weenie you can wrap your fingers around. New pocket weenies from Tusser, the people you've trusted for years to handle your meat.
That's right. The man who many view as a hero is forced to embarrass himself on the radio using cheap innuendo to shill meat products in order to try and earn himself some money to eat. I wanted to punish him, to make him pay for his hasty choices and ruinous actions. But how can I? This is a bird that chose not to fly out into the world when his cage door was left open. Instead, he chose to close the door. This is a man so broken by the harsh world that he genuinely doesn't understand. He's just squandered a chance to really improve his life. But this isn't surprising. He's been looked down on and maligned his entire life. Nobody helps him. Nobody gives him the time of day. The only opportunity he's ever seen is when security is looking in the other direction. And you did this to him. All of you. We live in a world where people give away vast sums of money to people who don't need it in the name of celebrating some made-up nonsense like Santa or St. Bridget. Yet these same people would cross the road to avoid making eye contact with a man lying in the gutter in case he asks for a dollar so he can manage to eat something without fishing it out of a dumpster first. You people make me sick.
All right. Well, I apologize there for the mistake, but Claymore didn't seem to be too happy with Hobo Ezekiel, El Vacant. Your thoughts?
I'm starting to think Claymore doesn't know his tag partner very well.
Why is that?
Well, because he's talking about how, like, you know, making, you know, being so, how he's make people make him sick because they wouldn't give a dollar to the homeless person, and how, you know, money only goes to the super wealthy, and that's et cetera. Like that's literally the definition of Teflon Sheik and his family wealth. Like, have you seen how he treats people who aren't billionaires? Like, it's not even like poor homeless people. Like, he treats like lower wealthy people like scum. Like, I don't know. It's silly to me.
Yeah, indeed. That is going to be, I don't know what's going to happen, what Claymore's got on his, what Claymore's got planned or what he's up to here, but certainly he didn't like what Hobo had to say, or specifically what Hobo's promo had to say last week, but we'll see if anything becomes of that. All right, so El Vacant. Tonight is a big night of first callers, apparently. We had Bruce the Shark on for the very first time earlier. We now have somebody that also has never called into After Hours, someone brand new that is a member of RAWF. And unlike Bruce, well, Bruce does have a match at Love Hurts, this man has a huge match at Love Hurts. He will be challenging for the men's championship. He'll be challenging Denzel the Giant at Love Hurts. Please welcome everyone, Aaron McFadden, to the program. Aaron, are you there?
Long time
yes, I am. Hello, Lord Amadeus, and hello, Vacant.
Hey, how you doing there, Aaron?
I'm doing good.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, sir. It's good to see hear from you first time. Let me know what your theme song is so that if you ever do call in, we'll have an intro for you. But congratulations, first time Arsehole of the Month. You went through a lot of people to win that tournament, and well earned, sir. So now we've got you've got Denzel the Giant on your plate at Love Hurts, challenging for the men's championship. What are your thoughts going into this big match against Denzel?
I've just been motivated ever since, like, the last few months. If you've seen me, I've been the Cross City contender, I've been a multimedia contender, I've been another contendership in the last few months. I forget which one it was, it was the Triple Crown, and now I'm dropping the third straight contender match. I just went back to my roots, scouted my ass off, and went on a run all the way to winning the Arsehole of the Month tournament.
Hey, well, you know what? You know how you make sure you don't have to worry about the contender match and you just get a title shot? You go and win a tournament like this. So, hey, pretty good planning on your part, I have to say.
Yes, Aaron, you have been doing quite well. You've been in the top 25 several times over the last few months, and I know you're one of the people that sometimes gets frustrated, but you have stepped it up. You've certainly taken some of the advice. I know you and I have had conversations. How can you get ahead in RAWF? How can you step it up? And you've certainly taken that advice, and you have been in the mix on several occasions. This one is could be the biggest match of your RAWF career. The men's championship is coveted, very, extremely coveted, but Denzel is no slouch, sir. He is a big man.
Denzel either. I remember going out, getting into a match with him way back at Public Aggression, well, actually after Public Aggression, and we had a war of words after I defeated Hotshot Chaz. So I'm no stranger to Denzel.
No, you aren't, and you know I'm sure you've had matches with him in RAWF before, but this will be the biggest one you certainly have had. So tell me, with that being said, the men's championship, how do you feel? I mean, is that certainly, if we had said that would be your first opportunity, your first title that you win in RAWF, would that be satisfactory to you, or were you looking at other things?
If I do win it, it's just not to overshadow someone like Griffith, who I respect the hell out of, but it's just the first and hopefully many titles that come along my shoulder. And I know I've been in RAWF for a while now, but the first year or so I had some stuff going on outside of the game that I couldn't really focus. And then I was also involved with Big Brother 2, so I couldn't really focus too much on RAWF. But after those after I got all that settled, look at where I'm at now.
Indeed. I mean, and to be fair, I want to look this up real quick because we just recently put out our total rankings for the year of 2021. Let me look where you ended up because I know you were in the mix a lot of those periods, and I'll click on that. And let's see here. There you are. You know, you ranked 40th overall, which is not bad. It's not top 25, but it's 40th. You made two appearances in the top 25 in 2021. So that's still pretty good considering first couple periods were a little rough for you, but you finished very strong in the last couple periods in 2021. So this is going to be a huge match for you. And I look forward. I've liked what you've been doing, and I hope you keep up the good work. If the only thing I could say that you could improve on is maybe a little bit more talk in your matches, but you know you're doing very well, and good luck to you against Denzel. Any final words for Denzel the Giant?
Be prepared, big man, for a fight. If you've seen what I've done lately, look back to the match I had with Nightcrawler at Black Friday. That was right down to the left. That was a match I made out of my mind. As crazy as it sounds, and I'll do it again next year at Black Friday. Someone better stop up for the season's beating match because I absolutely love that match.
Season's beating. So that was a Black Friday, you said? Let me look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it was Jingle Hell Rock.
Jingle Hell Rock. That's right. The season's beatings match against Nightcrawler. That was definitely an interesting match. I'd like to see that be a yearly thing for you. Certainly make something to make your mark here in RAWF. But right now, your focus should be on the men's championship next Sunday night in Indianapolis at Love Hurts, and I wish you the best of luck, Aaron, going for your first RAWF championship.
Thank you, sir.
That is Aaron McFadden, and wow, the man sounds very driven, Al Vacant.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds very excited, and that's the kind of attitude I like to see in RAWS, someone who, you know, and he's also one of those people that I've had to, you know, encourage, tell him, hey, this is what you got to do. And if anybody ever has a question about their rankings or how they can get ahead, they feel free to message me anytime, because I, you know, it's all there in the company concept, but I can also, you know, give you advice.
Sometimes
on how
you understand when someone just lays it out for you.
Exactly. So that is Aaron McFadden challenging Denzel the Giant for the men's championship. And I have a feeling that match is going to be is going to be quite competitive. We will find out next week. All right. Let's see here. Well, I think it's time we have a song break, L Vacant. Why don't you pick us out a song or two? And when we return, we'll be talking to the likes of Maeve O'Hare. We'll revisit with Paragon, Razor, Mark Caliber is here, as is the Immortal Griffith. A lot more left to go here on RAWF After Hours. L Vacant, play us a song.
salt of the earth. Police have been hated by the church since birth. Man, they've forgotten what's the prophet and the prophecy. The opaque brotherhood, they label it hypocrisy. Like a lost practice of the Celtic Christ stricken from the book, so they think it won't survive. But the call, the brotherhood opaque is too strong. Time to write another chapter, we've been gone far too long.
Look one, you see a flash like a shadow. Make it a double take, your wife gets left a widow. Dark Lord is kinda like a boxer's fist. Five of us packed together, covered up and ready to hit. We turn bodies to souls, souls to black men. The devil's most cleverest trick is to make you think he don't exist. We opaque, translucent, an eternal brotherhood. A secret society buried deep up in the woods.
Opacity basically means that you can't see the brotherhood of five elements. We get deadly, be handy. Throw it at the devil, call it wicked, need deep in the cloudy water, see alone, it's never picking. Conflicting my thoughts of life and death and in between. And if you're true, psycho schizo, then you're knowing what I mean. As we march in a procession down the long and winding path, skeleton hand full of compass, dead skin for a map.
Even on a sunshiny day, I'm grimy, I can't find my way. Untie me, I don't mind the hate. It reminds me I'm of time and space. Five nomads, followers of no fads. Lotus Sam rises up above the petals of grass, which was once overtowering, now we overpowering. Planting our seeds for whatever tomorrow brings. Separated and laughed at from most kinds. I stood firm on my own two and passed by. My middle finger in the air because I'm that guy who don't give a fuck to watch each and every one of y'all die. Now put the signal in the sky and let them know that I'm a lotus and brotherhood is the life. And if we grow and keep the focus the stronger, we're gonna get it. No longer can we forget all the power that we can shift.
Hey, I'm trying to talk to Lord I'm a Davis, if yins don't mind. Goddamn bunch of wild animals. Okay, everyone in the studio, are all yins hearing what I'm putting up with right now? Hey, not all at once! You think L.A. will give each one of you a shot at the job site after this? Christ! Son of a bitch! God damn! I swear on my bindle stick, I ain't never seen a bigger yeet taster for you and you boys. Well, welcome to another edition of the job site. Can't read my own script on this toilet paper. I interview some lucky contestants who want to be the next contract signee to RAWF. First up, we got one mean-looking tussler by the name of Bulldozer. And by the looks of yins, I'd say you sound like a bulldozer, too. Yes, you, with the long nose hair. Yeah, you. You look like you want to rip some hairs off your chest. Tell RAWF what's been bothering you, bulldozer.
Richie Roach, you cost me two things that are very dear to me, man. And that you cost me two matches, son. First of all, you got me counted out in a match, man. I had a turkey beat. I had him beat right down into the mat, man. And you come out there and you put your lips on my woman, boy. You kissed my woman, man. And don't no man put his hands on something that belongs to me. And I want to tell you something, Turkey. If you think that you're man enough to have my woman like you or anything else, boy, you ain't nothing, man. You ain't like that, did you, Gypsy? What do you mean? Now, Richie Roach, you got a DQ, boy. I had you beat down. I had you, boy. And I had and you got a and I had the referee felt sorry for you. If you got any backbone in your body, Richie Roach. Just like it is back in the clubhouse, man. Back where you ride your Harleys, boy. Ain't no rules, man. No rules for life except survival. So, Richie Roots, if you got any backbone, boy, if you got any guts in your body, man, you sign it, mister, and I'll beat you. I'll tear you up, Richie Roots. I can't talk the way I want to talk.
Hey, sounds like you want to take apart this Richie Roots pretty bad, don't you? I so happen to have Richie right here with me right now. Richie, would you like to respond?
Well, Bulldozer, I'll tell you something. You know, everybody knows there's more than one way to skin a cat. And what I did was I didn't go out there, Bulldozer, and I didn't beat you with a chain, but I hurt you where it hurts worst, and that's going out and kissing your woman. And all I did was go out and use my southern charm on her. And, you know, I think she kind of liked it a little bit, too. You know, she's never probably had anybody take her out and treat her like a lady or anything. I mean, you can look at Bulldozer and you can tell he's not much of a not much of a ladies' man. But Bulldozer, I tell you what, like I said, I'm not going to come out and beat you with a chain, but I'll stand across the ring to you face to face, and you know, you can come out here and scream and holler and say anything you want to say, but it just don't matter to me one way or the other.
Richie Roach, now I want to know why. You haven't accepted my challenge, boy. Are you afraid of me? Or is it true what I've told everybody that you're a daddy's boy? Or are you just a little yellow-bellied coward and you ain't got guts enough to get in the ring with me, boy? I'm going to leave you laying when you do. That's a promise, mister.
But you know what I do with apples, man? These apples are real good. When I start, I just like to keep going, boy. Piece of pulp, man.
I'm going to take you apart like you ain't ever been took apart. I'm gonna let your old man know and your old mammy know that she ain't nothing and he ain't nothing and you ain't ever had nothing, boy. So I'm going to tell you something. You put your name on the dotted line, mister, because I'm hot and I'm mad right now, boy.
I'm 300 pounds of fury, man. You look at the apple that's in my hand, boy, because that's what your face is going to look like when I step in the ring with you, mister. I'm the man that has walked 300,000 miles of barbed wire to get to where I am, boy. You remember, Richie Roots, because I'm going to keep going, boy. Your brain's out.
Hold that thought, L.A. More next week. What the hell are you guys thinking?
He gets all thanks and that ain't right. Unsung hero of the
dark side. Alrighty. Wow, those indie wrestlers there, the hobo, they were quite exciting. Maybe,
they're a thing.
Like, apparently. Well, we'll see. I'll keep an eye on that. See if maybe they could be possible.
Here's the statement. They work the mic better than some RAWF people I could name.
I can't argue with that, but are they as talented? Would they be able to stand up to, say, a tough RAWF contender?
Well, I doubt it, because none of them appear to be made out of apples, and apparently his whole thing is that he can crush apples. I don't know. It's weird.
All right, folks. Already knowing what I've already still got left on the schedule tonight, I've went ahead and extended an extra half hour, and so... because we still got a lot to go, a lot of people to talk to tonight, including this lady. She is your reigning Midnight Hobo Champion. She was involved in a very interesting tag match last week on Superstars, and let's find out what's new with your favorite knee warmer, if we will, El Vacan, the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the lovely Maeve O'Hare joining us. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Bossman. Good evening, Bacon.
Hola.
So, Maeve, it was a very interesting tag team match, and technically it's not actually over, but it was quite eventful. Why don't you let us know what exactly has been going on in that tag match thus far?
Eventful is a word for it. So as I said last week, I felt that I needed to ensure that Ladybuck Luke's attention were going to be on the match with me come the pay-per-view, and so I wanted him to get all this distraction with Denzel and Blake out of his head. Not quite sure I can say it went that way, but I tried. I went out there and did my level best, but there's only so much I can do with the material I'm given to work with.
Yeah, I heard there was an inappropriate gesture by one of your opponents to you during the match.
Oh, that I'm not fussed about that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I just heard about it.
It's not the first time it's happened in the ring. It's not going to be the last time. I'm not worried about it.
All right. Well, that's fair. That's fair. But I do actually have a message from one of those two for you here and others.
Do I need my earplugs?
No, it's not that one. It's the other one. A night of firsts. Not only we've heard from Bruce the Shark and Aaron McFadden for the first time, tonight for the first time we hear from Blake effing Bradley. He has a message for not just Maeve, but Denzel and Luke as well. Let's hear what Blake had to say.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. Levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Be
humble.
Bitch,
sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Hello, Amadeus, El Vacante, RAWF. Some of you already know me. Some of you probably don't. But those of you who don't, y'all about to. And if you still need an introduction, I am Mr. Swagger. I am the Trigger Man. I am Blake fucking Bradley. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Great. Here comes 30 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. And you're probably right, but I promise you, I'm going to try to keep this to a minimum. I was asked to come here and address what happened on Superstars in Louisville, Kentucky. See, I've been in RAWF now for about 2 months, and I've been sitting back, minding my own business, trying to figure out how I'm going to make my entrance. But Denzel had to ruin my plans. A few weeks ago, he approached me about attacking Luke Cage during our match. Did I mind? Of course not. His issues ain't my issues. So that night comes, the attack happens, and I gotta say, shit was weak. I mean, Luke was still able to get up and whip my ass, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Luke Cage, the power player. I got no problem with you, bro. Yet, you think I had something to do with this. You think that I'm in cahoots with old Denzy boy. Denzel, I have no issues with you. That whole double middle finger shit, it's just jokes, bro. Kind gestures for things that happen outside of REW. But here's what I do have a problem with. You made your business my business. Now, I'm involved in your little lover's quarrel. And quite frankly, I don't swing that way. Luke, that's why you got busted in the mouth. Because I had to prove a point. Denzel, that's why you got the same treatment. And that's why I walked out on that tag match. Because ain't nobody got time for that. But Denzel, I had to laugh at you, bro. You say that you won't be embarrassed like this. But what do you think you did when you took your little title and walked off? All you did was embarrass yourself. To the both of you, type to ask for help. I don't take handouts. But if that little title match goes down between you two, surely adding a little Cajun seasoning to the mix wouldn't hurt, right? But enough about that. Got bigger issues to talk about. I've been advised by my legal team, and I only think it's just that I apologize to Maeve for slapping her on the ass hard. I'm sorry. I was caught up in the moment, and it kind of happened. That type of behavior is unacceptable and unbecoming of a man who possesses the swag that I do. Again, Maeve, my deepest apologies. A respectable woman should never be treated like a $2 hooker. And I promise you, it will never happen again. And with that, till next time, bitches. Bruh.
Bitch, sit down. Me on bitch, sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off.
Those the words of Blake effing Bradley. And Elvacant, are you okay over there?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who the hell Elvacante is. I have a new dish at my store now. It's going to be the Elvacante Picante. I don't know what that
is. All right. Well, apparently Blake felt the need to apologize for the slap on the ass, Maeve. So there you go. There's the apology. But he also
I've been hit harder than that, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, yeah. Well,
no. Clearly, it was brutal. It was a horrible slap here. I'll rub it and make it better.
I don't judge, but anyway. At any rate, Maeve, that was Blake effing Bradley. I'm not sure who he was actually calling out in that. Did any of you figure that out? Because he talked a little about Luke, talked a little about Denzel. Which one of those was he trying to call out? Or was he calling out both?
I think it was Denzel. I think.
Well, I mean, he denies that he had
were calling. I don't think he were calling either of them out. I think he were just talking smack.
All right, well, in that case, nice to hear from Blake, but all right, Maeve.
You got any other surprises for me, old man?
What's that?
You got any other surprises for me, boss man?
No, that's the only one that I know of, unless, of course, the surprise is we find out who you've faced tomorrow on Superstars by the wheelie thingy.
Wheelie.
I mean, I reckon it's tradition at this point.
All right. Let me get the wheel out here. All right, let's find out. It is tradition. You know, Maeve, you'll be taking on Tigress tomorrow, the reigning estrogen champion. So, and
I don't
want to
hear about the estrogen championship.
Yeah, I know that was. I hear you. You did. You made it to the semifinals of the Biatch de Monto, but didn't quite get it. It happens.
That title's getting snake bit for me, and I don't appreciate it. Speaking of things I don't appreciate, boss man.
Yes.
Oh. There's several fellas around here who seem to have decided that they need to keep my name in their mouth, and I don't appreciate it. So I would like to formally request that Marcus's little mate, Larry, and the so-called good man, Claymore, kindly refrain from mentioning me unless they're actually talking directly to me.
Ooh. Okay.
And also, I would just like to say that I'm sorry that Claymore and Chic Lad are too stingy to sponsor events themselves, but that doesn't seem to be my problem.
Okay. In that case, Maeve... good luck to you tomorrow against Tigress. Anything else you want? I mean, we could talk more about Luke, but I think we've kind of covered that and probably want to come back and figure out who won the tag match before we discuss it any further, because we've already talked about it at length and we want to save it fresh for next week. What do you think?
I mean, that's fine with me. It's your baby. It's your show. I'm going to go back out and get myself another hot drink because apparently you still do not own an almanac, despite the fact that I tried to give you one for Christmas. I don't know what possessed you to book a show somewhere that was about to get hit by a blizzard.
I mean, to his credit, you have to book these things pretty far out to get these venues. I doubt he, by that time,
he probably knew
that he was going
to
be a blizzard.
You know, doesn't tend to have blizzards in February? Arizona.
No, I'm on that page with you. Like I've said more than once that, you know, you could maybe switch the way we do things and be in the north during the summers and the south during the winters. But he doesn't seem to understand why that's a good plan.
It might be the hair.
Are you two done now? Are you done?
Let me think about it for a second. Let me think. No. Now I'm done.
Are you done, Maeve?
Oh, I can see myself out just fine, boss man.
Okay. Thank you. Maeve O'Hare, ladies and gentlemen, reigning Midnight Hobo champion. She defends against Luke Cage next week at Love Earth, but tomorrow she's got a challenge take on Tigress. So, all right. Awesome. All right, Marcus. All right, so Marcus, by the way, that tag match will not happen. Unfortunately, the challenge was declined, but maybe somewhere down the road we can have that tag match that Marcus challenged earlier. So, wow, all the stars are coming out tonight, El Vacant. We've got somebody I don't think we've ever heard from live before tonight.
All the stars and Claymore.
Yes, but this person's here calling in for the first time, I do believe. I don't have his theme song, so don't believe. Let's talk to the most aptly named wrestler in RAWF, the reigning national champion, the Unsettled King, Chris Cage is joining us for the first time live on After Hours. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, wow. Chris, good evening, sir. How are you?
It is a pretty good evening, isn't it? Yeah, lots of new faces, lots of new voices, putting voices to faces, that type of stuff.
Including yourself, so welcome to our humble
studio here. Los Santo, ¿cómo estás, mi amigo Elvaken?
Oh, you know, see, you know, it could be better. It could be, you know, more than 12 degrees out. But other than that, pretty good.
I agree. Yeah, it's pretty cold. It's pretty cold. But you know what's not cold? My reign as national champion.
No, that's pretty hot.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. It is definitely not cold. You've been on fire as far as that national championship goes. You've held that title now.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. You won it at Cataclysm in September, so now we're talking 4 months. And getting close to 5. I believe you and I had a conversation where I let you know that you were the 5th longest reigning national champion, but by the time Love Hurts comes around, you will be in 3rd. So that's pretty impressive
to
say the least.
If I could correct you on that.
Uh-huh.
So you count these pay-per-view to pay-per-view, I assume, not actual days?
No, I count actual days.
Well then never mind. I assumed you counted when the pay-per-view started and would drop, and therefore I'd be at 147 days and not tying Alex Revington's 148 days.
I go by the date of the pay-per-view, which was Cataclysm, all right, and say I set the match for Love Hurts on the 13th, right? If you lose the match, that'll be the technically date you lose the title. That's how I
interesting. All right.
So, you know, even if your match lasts almost 2 weeks after the pay-per-view comes out, the pay-per-view date is the day you lose the title because that's the day the match technically was. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But yes, but if you do, let's see. Let me bring up my date generator here real quick, and I can tell you exactly as of right now how many days you are on, if you'd like to hear that.
Sure.
I would.
Date duration calendar. So you won the title.
Good
on
for
9,
the ego, right?
Yep. 9/19/2021. It is now currently February 5th, 2022. So as of right now, today, you have held the title 139 days, which right now is the 4th longest title reign in national championship history, the longest being Lady Vex's 218 days, Paragon had it for 189 days, and Alec Remington held it for 148. Those are the only 3 ahead of you as far as days go.
Oof, some big names up there too. Alex Remington, I've met him in other companies. He's no joke. Doesn't talk much, but he's definitely no slouch in the ring. So to pass him would be an honor in itself. Mr. Pickles is up there. Paragon as my next, I suppose. Target is a way to look at it. So that'd be interesting to say the least if I were to surpass that. And Lady Vex, MIA, not sure where she's been, but would be cool to add longest reigning national champion ever on my list of accomplishments here.
And you've definitely got a long list of accomplishments. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's see here. Let's see if I've got it down. What? At least 2-time White Lightning champion, correct?
Yes. I believe 3. Maybe.
We don't know for sure yet whether that is the case.
Yeah, okay, that one's not done yet.
Yeah. What other titles have you held off the top of your head? Have you been to the
current Anything Goes champion?
That's true. Anything Goes champion.
Triple Crown Championship a couple times, I believe. I was, back when I was more present on After Hours, I was the Saturday night champion. And, yeah, national champion is probably the big one.
Indeed. So, yes, definitely a storied career thus far in RAWF. And, yes, you are right.
Oh,
you are a two-time.
Oh, and I'm just getting started, Bella. I'm going to be here for until you kick me out or I get arrested or something, you know.
Well, then we've come very close to having you actually imprisoned, I believe, on a couple of occasions, at least once.
About that,
But that being said, Chris, talk to me about Nightcrawler, that love hurt for that national championship. You and Nightcrawler, El Vacant said it on a couple of occasions. This is to see you two in a normal match that is not got a not electrified steel cage or a FUBAR City street fight, which I think both
it's
of
weird.
You are more would be more your comfort zone. It's going to be weird to see you two in a regular match. I think El Vacant would agree that it seems odd that we're going to see that, but that is indeed what we're going to see at Love Hurts. So talk to me about facing Nightcrawler for the national championship.
Well, you know, Nightcrawler is, again, one of those guys. He's kind of not very talkative unless you push him. You got to get a rise out of him. But that's kind of not a dumb strategy when you can't string wins together as often as some people around here do, aka like Griff and Mithras. But, you know, to take a different approach is not always a bad thing. That's how I won the national championship in the first place. So, you know, it's not always a bad thing. It's going to be a tough challenge. He's always a tough challenge. I'm not going to overlook him because all it takes is one loss and it all comes crumbling down, you know, so to speak. So it'll be interesting. Am I still going to take a piece of him with me? Absolutely. Am I assuming there's going to still be some kind of blood? Of course. Whenever I'm involved or Nightcrawler's involved, it's going to be gory. It's going
to
be...
I mean, I have to say, I'd be pretty stunned if there were no blood in that match, right?
Well, maybe just to prove you wrong, Elvick, and maybe we'll try to steer away from it. But, you know, when the fists get flying, there's no stopping them, you know?
I was going to say, you're not one to steer away from blood at any particular time.
I'm not one to steer away from a lot of things, L.A. there.
Yeah, that's true. They don't as El Vacant likes to say, you're one of the most aptly named, if not the most aptly named wrestler in all of RAWF, the unsettled one, Chris Cage. So, Chris?
Can I correct you on that as well?
I'm sorry. The unsettled king.
It's the unsettled king. Thank you. I don't know why it's so hard for you to call me king. I mean, I've been your national champion for 4 months. It's my kingdom.
Well, I mean, okay, fair enough. You have been. So
thank you. Thank you, L.A.
Your majesty, I suppose. We'll go with that.
Oh, stop.
Well, you told me to. Okay. All right.
No,
but at any rate,
if you want, you know.
No. Well, which is it? Now you get me confused. Don't do that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you next week against Nightcrawler. Let's see. Would you like to spin the wheel and find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars since you're here?
Do I have the option to spin the Maestro wheel that goes like 3 times and sounds super rickety?
Is Maestro?
If not, I'll just take the regular wheel thingy.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't have the Maestro's wheel here, so you'll have to take normal.
Disappointing.
One, so.
Disappointing. I liked him.
Ooh, this is going to be a big time matchup tomorrow.
No whammies.
It will be Cage versus Cage tomorrow on Superstars.
Oh, my bro.
As the unsettled king takes on the power player, Luke Cage, on Superstars tomorrow.
Can we put
tomorrow.
It in a cage just to make it a triumphant thing there?
If you want to put it in a cage just to be punny, I'll allow it.
I would, but I would have to get Luke's permission, and, you know, sometimes it's hard
Luke,
to get.
Luke's fine with whatever.
Nah, well, no, because I'm going to make, unless he messages me by tomorrow morning before I start the card. If he wants that, then
it's
so
all
be
good.
It. But,
we'll just call the match Triple Cage.
Triple Cage in a cage.
All right, Chris, anything else you have to say before I move on?
Liam O'Shaughnessy, make Hobo Ezekiel take more showers and or baths. You're supposed to be in charge of him. Take care of him. That is all.
All right.
Your king has spoken.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Majesty. Chris Cage, ladies and gentlemen, your reigning national title champion, set to face Nightcrawler next week at Love Hurts. Well, any thoughts on what we just heard from the Unsettled One, Elvig?
I mean, nothing other than I'm, you know, it's good to see him, you know, step up and come to the show. Good for you.
All right, I'm going to bring back the Paragon of Greatness real quick, Paragon. Sir.
This fucking guy, Your Majesty, your king has spoken, Jesus Christ. Sorry. Hey, LA, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing, Paragon? I just thought you'd like to come on and spin the wheel and find out who you're facing tomorrow on Superstars.
Absolutely, let's see.
Let's find out. This ought to be interesting, as you will go one-on-one with the one and only Larry Wrestling.
All right. So, yeah, I don't think that I've had a – I'm pretty sure I haven't had an opportunity to fight Larry here in RAWF. I could be wrong. He might know better than me, but I don't – I've had several opportunities outside of RAWF. I don't think that this matchup has come up in an RAWF ring. He's certainly he's leaving an impression. We can certainly say that much about Larry Wrestling here over the last couple of weeks here in RAWF, making a name for himself, making a mark on the RAWF roster. I think that it should be a very interesting match to see what he's got.
Yeah, we will find out. Larry Wrestling, the Paragon of Greatness. Larry's been talking a lot of stuff, how he thinks he deserves a title match and whatnot. I think this one will be an ultimate test for him. So should be a good matchup for you, Paragon. Paragon versus Larry Wrestling tomorrow on Superstars here in South Bend, Notre Dame. All right. Thank you, Paragon.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you had to say or cover tonight?
I'll just take the opportunity to say that I know that I'm billed from Cairo, Egypt, but the Opaque Brotherhood have been residing in Indiana over the last several years here in the United States, and I've got to say, while other people may have some problems, I am thrilled to be here and amongst my people. I hope everybody come Indianapolis. Love Hurts, our Superstars tomorrow. I mean, it's a bit of a home tour for me, so I hope that everybody shows up, and they support me, but I support my hometown people too.
All right, I now bring on our thank you, Paragon, and good luck against Larry tomorrow. Let's bring on our RAWF Powerball GM. He had no report earlier, but I'm sure he'd like to know who he's facing tomorrow. Let's bring on gentlemen, he is the chairman of RAWF. He is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Bacon.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
So, would you like to see who you're facing tomorrow and talk about that matchup real quick?
Actually, I got an issue I would like to address.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll certainly address that, whatever it may be. What is the issue, Razor?
I have a problem with Jobu.
With Jobu?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. What is this issue?
I don't know what is the matter with the boy. I mean,
well, we tried to figure that out since he got here.
He's following Sheik and Claymore, and he's obviously taking the wrong direction. He's kind of been ducking me, I think. And if at all possible, I want him at the pay-per-view.
Well, you know how it works, Razor. You've put out the challenge. You can always go to the preview scene, Sasha's preview scene, call him out there. And if he accepts the challenge, I will certainly sign that match for Love Hurts. You know the drill. You know what to do. So, but Jobu, if you're listening, you have been called out for Love Hurts by the chairman of RAWF, the Razor. But you know the drill, Razor. What you need to do to get that match. So, all right, do what you got to do. And if Jobu accepts the challenge, I will certainly sign that match for Love Hurts. Not a problem. All right. So with that being said, since you got that out of the way, since we got Jobu and we await his decision on that, let's spin and see who you face tomorrow on Superstar, shall we?
Sure.
And tomorrow you draw the number one contender to the multimedia champion, my favorite name to say, The Moose.
Should be an interesting match.
Should be. And we'll see. That could be a momentum match where you're going into Love Hurts if you indeed face Jobu. So good luck to you. Should be a really good match. All right. Anything else, Razor, you undercover or talk about before I move on?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Let's see here. Coogs? Are you still here, Coogs?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
All right. I'll try not to make you talk too much, but let's briefly touch on the FUBAR City Street Fight at Love Hurts against Cassie Joe. She called out an open challenge. You accepted. Are you looking forward to beating up Cassie Joe at Love Hurts?
Yes. I'm looking forward to beating up anybody I can at this point.
Are you kind of stressed out these days? Is that what it is? And you just felt like having a match against somebody that, I mean, I wouldn't say she's a rival. Maybe she is kind of a rival here in RAWF, but she's certainly, you two are definitely not friends, to say the least, right?
That is correct. We are not friends.
No.
We definitely like to poke each other.
I know. All right. I like to poke my friends.
All right. All right. Well, would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow, Cougs?
I would, but I would also like to make an announcement on High Voltage.
Okay.
Mithras will be facing Denzel the Giant for the title.
Ah. All right. So it's a one-on-one matchup? Not the triple threat.
It is a one-on-one matchup.
All right. You heard it here, folks. Mithras the Title Machine will take on Denzel the Giant for the White Lightning Championship at Love Hurts. Thank you, Kooks, for that update. So, all right, that's going to be big. That'll be a big match. Certainly, Denzel now has to worry about Aaron McFadden and Mithras. We'll talk more about that next week. So, Kooks, would you like to see who you're facing tomorrow?
Yes, please.
It will be the First Lady of Anarchy taking on the Brick City Bard, Liam O'Shaughnessy, tomorrow on Superstars. A good matchup there for Kooks, one that you could sink your teeth into.
Claws. Sorry, Maeve.
Sorry, Liam. who knows? Liam might like it.
Quite possible. But that is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, Cougs. Good luck to you. And good luck against Cassie Joe in that FUBAR City street fight. And hopefully you get some rest and feel better by next week. All right?
I'm looking for that myself.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. All right. Next up is the Crow Mark Caliber. He is here.
Well, I see you walking down a dead-end street like a black cat following a limousine. A brand new problem every time we meet, but the same old reason that the grass ain't green. So self-entitled and your talk is cheap. Leave a path of destruction every time you speak. You burn your bridges, but I just won't leave, cause I can't help caring about a friend in need. You drag me down to a hole so deep, I'm crawling out of my hands and knees. I stick around, but I know it's gonna be the end of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Caliber is joining us. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, P2LA. Hola, El Bacon.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, sir?
So, Mark, what is on your mind? What is going on in the head of Mark Caliber these days?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, it's understandable. Like, ever since my match with Griff, I guess I've kind of lost my edge a bit, and I will admit, I was pretty much put upon myself. I did not blame anybody for it. I pretty much blame myself. I mean, I put myself in this position. I haven't really won a match lately, I guess, and speaking of matches and speaking of Luke Cage, I have no idea why he won't pin me, get it over with.
Well, it is what it is, Mark. I'm sure he has his reasons, but you've been kind of in a bit of a slump. It happens, though, from time to time. I'm sure you will bounce back, because you tend to do that. It's kind of been, since you dealt with your family, got all the family issues out of the way. Alex has left RAWF, and Calvin has been pretty quiet since your match with him. So, yeah, why don't we just spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow on Superstars and go from there? What do you think?
You can do that. Cause right now, I've kind of had a feeling of, like, starting to lose it. I have no idea why. So you don't.
Wait a minute. You're starting to lose it. Lose what? Are we have to deal with the Joker? Is that what you're trying to say?
I honestly don't know more of a
well,
feeling.
You know, I would recommend seeing the doctor, but maybe that's not such a good idea considering what happened last time I recommended you went to a doctor. So let's just spin the wheel, see what happens, and hope everything ends up fine.
Thank you.
All right. Tomorrow on Superstars, you face Uber Vegan TPO. That is your opponent. So, you know, he's a solid top 25 wrestler, so it should be a good match. Good challenge for you, Marcus. Maybe you can get yourself back on track when you face the pure one tomorrow. How's that sound?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the Joker. If I recall, that one Halloween, I was actually wrestling him as the Joker, and last I checked, I think.
So you do have some history with him. Should be a good match tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Is there anything you wanted? Anything else you wanted to address, Mark?
Well, I know I've been getting the crap kicked out of a lot, which is basically leading to me starting to lose it. But again, it's not my head. It's more of an emotional feeling. I just want to say that. I know that I've got a lot of work to do if I want to get back up there in the top 25. I know that I haven't really been myself lately, especially dealing with this neck injury thing that Griff gave me. Again, I do not blame Griff. I put that upon myself. You know that.
All right. Good go, Mark. Good luck against TPO tomorrow, and hopefully you can get out of this slump. Thank you, sir. All right. I apologize that I have to rush everybody, but we, you know, even with the half hour left over, I wanted to get in our one last caller. But before we bring him on, I want to say I've made some spins for some other wrestlers for tomorrow's Superstars. Ironically enough, Marcus Conan drew Mithras the title machine. So while he didn't get his tag team challenge, he does end up facing one of his opponents at Love Hurts, and that being Mithras, this being in a non-title rankings match on Superstars. That was random draw. Other matchups for people that are in the chat, Eva will be taking on Wildfire. Hobo Ezekiel will be taking on The Undertaker. And let's see, who else is in the chat that would like to know who they're facing? I said Chris Tartans. All right, well, if I missed anybody, I apologize, but I think we're good to go. Let's bring on our final caller of the evening. He is currently ranked number one with a bullet in the current RAWF rankings. He is the reigning Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet Champion, and at Love Hurts, he will be in a Triple Crown Championship match with Wildfire and Miss Beauté Fatale. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
So, well, I mean, first of all, congratulations on winning the extra points tournament. You have a sizable lead now at over your nearest the nearest opponent in the rankings. You are number one with a bullet, and definitely you are as motivated right now as I've ever seen you. Explain, I mean, and we know why, but I'll let you explain it.
I was a hair's breadth away from solidifying yet another record in the RAWF, perhaps the biggest record I could have ever taken. And a fluke evening with a mid-card superstar at best cost me that. And then he had the temerity to act as though he had proven something, that he had earned something. He knew what happened. He understood what was going on. And I figured, you know what, if he's so sure of himself, if he's so positive, he earned his place at the top of the mountain that is the RAWF World Champion. I said, well, then prove it. I'm eligible. Fight me again. Give me my rematch. I think if anyone deserves a rematch, it's a man who was literally a matter of days away from setting the record for most, you know, most consecutive days as champion. But no. What did he say? He weaseled out. And I've challenged him every single week since then. And he has refused time and time again. And in that time, I have faced him twice. Once from one of my other titles, and then once in a little tourney we around here refer to as extra points. And both times, not only did I beat him, but I embarrassed him. You think you stand on top of a mountain, and what you don't understand is that the mountain is about to land on you because of your hubris. The most decorated champion in the history of RAWF is coming for what is his. And unfortunately for you, you might still have it come next pay-per-view. But first, you need to do a little thing like get past DW. And frankly, with what I've been seeing of you lately, I don't think you're going to. But it's okay. It's fine. If DW takes my belt from you, it just means I have to go and take it away from her. You see, I'm fairly nonpartisan when it comes to kicking people's asses. I don't care who you are. I don't care what faction you're in. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care if you think you're an Apache helicopter. At the end of the day, you're in my way. And come Love Hurts, Wildfire, and Le Beauty Fatale, that's exactly what you are. In my way. And I do not plan to give any quarter. And I certainly don't ask for any.
And yes, the Triple Crown Championship will be on the line when you face Wildfire and Miss Beauty Fatale at Love Hurts. And it almost seems like while adding the Triple Crown Championship to your resume would be icing on the cake, it is but a means to an end for you, correct?
At this time, yes, it is. I mean, again, I don't want to disparage. I don't think any title here in the RAWF is, you know, second fiddle or something to be ignored. But right now, it is not where my focus is. I will happily hang it on my wall in its place of honor. I will happily do what is expected of me as a champion in this company and defend that belt to the best of my ability for as long as I have it. But right now, that's not where my mind's at. Right now, my mind is winning that match to get what I want. No, what I deserve.
All right, fair enough. Hate to make it short with you, Griff, but we are running out of time here, and I want to make sure we get our promotions in. So any final thoughts on any of your upcoming opponents and what your future holds for the Immortal Griffith?
For Wildfire, Lady Beauty Fatale, for you, this may be the most aptly named pay-per-view you have ever been in, because when I'm done, it will definitely hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Immortal Griffith, and as you can tell, he is on a mission. No doubt about it. Thank you, Griffith. All right, let's get our promotions in while we can, and I apologize to anybody. I think we got... Okay. So let's get our promotions in real quick. Let's start with Maeve. Maeve, do you have anything to promote tonight?
Actually, I did. And this one is near and dear to my heart, so you'll forgive me for dropping out of character. March is Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, and as a few people in REWF know, my brother has cerebral palsy, so it's a cause near and dear to me. And before he left, Shaker was kind enough to offer me the use of his Fueled by Awareness company to do a awareness tournament for cerebral palsy, which will be on World Cerebral Palsy Day, March 25th. I will drop a link in the chat for anyone who wants to sign up. It is a free tournament, and it has the same payout as the St. Bridget's tournament. All of these funds are coming out of my personal bank. So I would love to see everyone in REWF turn out for what is a very important event for me.
I am certainly there. I am there, no doubt about it. Definitely a great cause. And, there's the info in the chat. Thank you, Maeve. And make sure
and,
you send
for
me
anyone
that.
Who needs an invite, just let me know.
There you go. I think I'm already there, so I should be able to join the tournament. I'm good. All right. Thank you, Maeve. Chris Cage, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
The re-banning of pickles. They make cheeseburgers disgusting. Your king has spoken.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate
I believe
that.
I can respond on behalf of Paragon. This fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
Elvink, anything you'd like to promote, or was that it?
No, actually, I do have something to promote. So, I've been trying to figure out what I was going to do, and no one was contacting me with ideas. But though, interestingly enough, I've been saying, someone reach out, someone reach out. I expected it to be, I don't know, maybe a member of staff, maybe a wrestler, maybe a fan. But no, actually, I had a company reach out, and they said they wanted to work but they were already working in conjunction with one RAW superstar, and they wanted to see if they could find, what was the word they used, synergy. So I'm proud to announce that moving forward, we have a new item in the truck, and it's not just for February. It's for the foreseeable future, and that will be the Beanie Weenie Rito.
The what?
Beanie Weenie Rito. It's like a burrito, but Beanie Weenie Rito.
Burp. Okay. Thank you, Elvake. Mark, you have anything to promote tonight?
Yes, actually. First of all, Maeve, feel free to send me an invite. Secondly, Commonwealth Wrestling does have its Gang Wars pay-per-view next week. It's our Survivor Series pay-per-view. And we're getting pretty crowning the new wearer of the Crown of Commonwealth. So far, Group A's in the semifinals. Group B's almost there. Group C's almost there. Group D is halfway through, and I believe you're in Group C as well. LA, congratulations on making it through our playoff round. Hope you do well.
I'm trying. I'm trying. But thank you, Mark, for that. And last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I come to speak to you on, well, to tell you about the wonderful thing that is peaches. That's right, peaches. So if you find yourself in need of a tasty treat and you're not sure what you want, let me tell you on behalf of the state of Georgia and, you know, certain other restaurants around here that, you know, that you should consider going out and eating a nice, fresh peach. They're good for you. They're refreshing. They're juicy. They're sweet. So that's right. If you find yourself in need of a tasty treat, instead of reaching for that bag of Doritos or that, you know, that with all the carbs and horrible things for you, or that candy bar with all those sugars, no, instead, go for a nice peach. This is brought to you by the state of Georgia.
All right. Well, with that all being said, folks, we will be back here next week for RAWF After Hours. Will we be surprised by any new callers again tonight? Because tonight was, wow. We had a lot of people tonight. It was the first time in a while we've had to go this long. So thank you all for who joined in and called in and participated. It was a great night, great show. And El Vacant, if you have anything to play us out on, go for it. We'll see you all next week right here on RAWF After Hours.
Yours too.